Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? There was no episode yesterday due to the fact that it was Canada Day and I did not have work yesterday. Yeah, so in Canada, we celebrate Canada Day, which is kind of Canada's birthday, and usually there's some form of festivities. My wife, who is a part-time doula, which is a person that helps kind of with the assist of delivering babies, the company that she doulas for had a booth set up in the Chilliwack Canada Day celebration thingamajig. So she was kind of helping out there while I had the kids, and the weather was kind of crummy, but the rain kind of held off long enough for us to kind of go around and take a look at all the stuff they had. Chilliwack's kind of a special place. A lot of special people there. If you're familiar with, like, the people of Walmart, it's very much kind of that kind of scene. Yeah, very interesting set of people. And my wife said she had a good time kind of watching all the people come in. So there was that. Saturday, I was feeling like garbage. So my wife kind of took care of me, which was nice. And I didn't really get up to much. We watched... I can't even remember the movie now. It's Melissa McCarthy. She's a mom that goes back to college. I mean, it's a movie that I think we've seen a million times before. It was okay. It had its funny moments that were extremely funny. But it was pretty typical, but it was a nice light watch, and it made us chuckle. And that's kind of all we were kind of in for, so that kind of fulfilled that. My kids have been really into Splatoon lately. We watched a video of some, like, eSport World Championship thingamajig. And since then, they've really been into getting back into Splatoon 2. And I played a few rounds, and they kind of watched me. And that game's a lot of fun online. And I had one match where I had 14 kills and no deaths. But I guess that's what you get when you play a game for kids against kids. The reason I'm speaking a little fast on today's episode is because school is officially out. And I think my commutes are going to be a lot shorter for the summer, because usually I go through school zones and they're very slow moving. So I think these episodes will tend to be a bit shorter than normal. What else to say? Oh, the big thing I kind of wanted to chat about was I've been working on a website for our second player Press Start podcast, and I didn't really want to build, like, this extensive website, because really it's just kind of a landing page to other things, right? The idea of, like, a home page that has all of your content on it seems a bit archaic these days, since we have all these platforms where we post things and host things. So I was really just looking to build a landing page. And the WordPress route, it just felt really bloated and cumbersome. And it kind of, like, it didn't really build the way I wanted it to build, and it looked a little janky, and I was having a hard time with it, and I was trying to mask the URL, which kind of broke some things, because I had the files kind of hosted on a work server, but in order to mask the domain, it kind of broke things. So there was no fun there, and so yesterday I was just spending some time looking at kind of options to build simple landing pages, and I came across a service called cards.co, and it's cards with an extra R, so CARRDS.co, or is it card.co? I think it's just card.co, and I rebuilt kind of the thing that I did in WordPress on their platform in a matter of like a few hours, and I was able to point the domain directly at this service, and everything worked smoothly. And for, I think it's $19 a year, which is really nothing. They'll host up to 10 like landing pages or sites, which is perfect because I want to build a little landing page for this podcast, as well as my jamesalmeda.com domain, which is like my personal domain, hasn't been pointing to anything, so I'd like to create another page for that. So for $19 a year for free hosting using the software and the ability to point a domain at it pretty simply, is thumbs up in my book. And the builder was really intuitive, and it's flexible enough that I feel like I can do what I need to with it. And yeah, I really dig it. So that's cards.co, CARRDS.co. If you're looking for an easy, simple way to kind of build a one-page website. Yeah, for very cheap, too. They had kind of a lighter version, I think it was $9 a year, that gives you, I think, 3 sites. But there were some other limitations, like you couldn't embed stuff. So for the extra $10, it bumped it up to 10 sites, and there was a bunch of other stuff that was kind of unlocked. So yeah, really happy with that, and it looks like a service that I'll use just for kind of doing little personal projects like this. So yeah, you can go to secondplayerpressstart.com, that's 2ndplayerpressstart.com, and have a look. I built it in a couple of hours. It's nothing fancy, but it kind of gets the job done, and that's kind of what I was looking for. All right, so in fear of sitting in my car talking to myself like a weirdo, I will stop this podcast now. I hope you guys have a good day, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.